Hey, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Just kill them all, they're her people. That summed it up quite well when you see what happened in the aftermath of the two incidents in Australia at Whitsunday a few days ago. Two people, Hannah Papps and Justin Borwick, were severely bitten. Sad, but part of life when you enter the ocean. What should not be part of it is that sharks once more get punished for having people invading their territory. Don't get me wrong, I feel sad for the two, and we tried to reach them through our Shark Accident Victim Network and tried to help. But still, these incidents should not have led to another killing spree of sharks, which happened again. Responsible for this newly announced slaughter was the Agricultural Industry Development and Fisheries Agency of Queensland. There are several issues that really buck the hell out of me about this sanctioned killing. When you read through the different news articles, it says that the sharks were humanely euthanized, measured and taken out to sea for disposal. What the fruit is humanly euthanized? How can you label the killing of an animal for absolutely no reason humanly euthanized? What is wrong with these people? Once more, it shows that the life of a shark has no value. I do not want to go into the issue why it happened here, but the reaction of the authorities. The reaction was that to put out drum lines to go indiscriminately after resident sharks. And now, six tiger sharks had to die. The minister of said department, Mark Ferner, said, and I quote, "Setting the drum lines immediately after last week's event has highlighted the dangers posed by shark activity in the Sid Harbour area." Hey, Ferner, I have a question. What danger are you talking about? So by putting up drum lines, you highlight danger? That is what you said. So not putting them up would not highlight the danger, right? Think before you talk, my friend. And then he continued and said, "By removing these large sharks, we have made the area safer, and the publicity around our actions has certainly made everyone more conscious of their own well-being in those waters." Okay. That is another idiotic statement, but this person continues and said the sharks removed measured 1.2 meter to 3.7 meter, which is very large. Well, I think you referred to the last number because the first one is tiny. And then he added, most of these were tiger sharks more than 2 meters in length, which have a history of causing serious injuries and death. So that means, hey, you're a tiger shark, so we consider killing you. And that includes this 1.2 meter baby. What did this little guy do? Nothing. So just because it happened to be there too, it had to be wiped out? Great. Just kill sharks whenever you have the opportunity. So these idiots just assume and guess and launch a concentrating killing in Sid Harbour. First of all, has anybody looked at the wounds of the two people? Are they the same size? Were these tiger sharks, etc., etc.? Let's say for the sake of argument that the size of the wounds is the same. How sure can one be that it was the same shark? Not very much. But still, they just decided that let's just kill a few and so enhance the chance we get the one. Once more, ignorance and arrogance had a flashy wedding. And off they go. And below this whole affair lurks something else. The rock shark theory. I'm a strong opponent about the theory that an MD, his name was Victor Coppelson, down in Australia came up with. If you come across his book and look up the quote-unquote evidence he lists to support his theory, you quickly realize that none, absolutely none of these cases support the idea of the existence of a rock shark. A rock shark, in his mind, is an animal who starts to focus on human beings and just kills them. The only series of incidents where even I believe that one shark was responsible for incidents were the one in Sinai 2010. If you want to get a copy of that paper, I can send it to you. Just send me an email. If you believe in this rock shark theory, there's something that is always ignored when talking about it. You know what it was? Oh, yes. Well, in the true sense of its meaning, a rock is an animal who goes after people for the sake of food. But that is never the case when it comes to sharks. Just because one shark would cause some bites that are mostly exploratory behavior has absolutely nothing in common with an animal that kills, with the exception that more than one person has been involved. So if these idiots from the governmental fisheries believe in the rock shark theory, what is the strategy behind it? Do they have a gape width of the shark based on wound reconstruction and then just put drumlins out there until they catch a shark with the appropriate size? Or do they just kill a few until the general public applauds them that they took action? I really would like to get the thinking behind the drumline settings. It is one shark they're after, so every shark they catch beside that one they want is an unnecessary kill. And that is despicable. How sure can they be that this shark is still around? They can't. You can turn it every way you want, the killing of these sharks is a poor reaction to the incidents. So, now for the sake of argument, let's assume that the two incidents were caused by two sharks. What then? You now go ahead and set drumlines until you have caught at least one shark of each size that reflects a particular size that are reflected in the wounds? I guess that's what you would do. Oh, I forgot, they were not even sure about the species involved. Now, this is another drawback of this whole stupid idea. But hey, tiger sharks always sound good, right? Then they made another half-baked assumption. The sharks in question remain in the area. What makes these people think that this is the case? Hey, idiots, give me a good reason to assume that sharks remain in the area. You cannot give me a good reason. So, anyway, since we do not have a rock shark out there, what led to the bites? In most cases, they are exploratory bites. The sharks try to figure out what we are. Most of the time, this form of bites leads to rods or superficial wounds. But should the victim fight back, it can lead to a more severe outcome. These wounds were severe, but it feels like because the wounds were severe, the measurements were drastic. What would the reaction have been if both victims only had superficial wounds and from caused by small sharks? Would the governmental agency in charge have reacted the same way? I highly doubt. Anyway, it seems that this agency just needed a reason to kill a few sharks again, keeps the minister in good standing with the law-abiding citizens. Do we forget that sharks have to live in the ocean and often close to shore because there is where the food happened to be? Why, for crying out loud, can't we just create protocols that come into effect after an incident that excludes setting drumlines and anything related to killing? These two bites in short order tell me that something must have brought these two sharks in. So why not trying first to understand the constellation of factors, and while you look for them, close the local beaches or reduce it to areas that can easily be controlled, like shallow water with sandy beaches and such. Don't get me wrong, every area that is closed down or reduced to a small beach area needs an individual approach of what works best to make that sharks would be spotted early on. But these measurements exist. In this case, the Queensland Boating and Fisheries Patrol remained on site with support from other state government agencies to provide, and now it comes, an at-sea advisory program to maintain a heightened level of awareness around the safety risk. And the article then continues saying, the Sid Harbour area is not covered by the Queensland government's shark control program, which operates at 85 of Queensland's most popular beaches, blah, blah, blah. However, that's what it said in the article, however, in this situation we believed that it was essential that we respond quickly and use the expertise and resources of the program to protect the public. Seems to me they did not protect them in the first place. And what kind of expertise are we talking about? How to set a drumline? I could have told them how to do it. This whole affair stinks big time. Our society should be mature enough to not accept killing animals indiscriminately anymore just because the government decides to do so. Nothing gives us the right to kill an animal just because it was involved in an incident with a human being. Nothing gives us the right. Absolutely nothing. How ridiculous is it to punish an animal that did not do anything on purpose to that person that is the cause of the human vendetta? It would be another thing if the animal had a conscious mind that wanted to go after people. But until I come across something like that, I won't change my opinion that people who promote the killing of innocent animals are despicable and should be punished. I'm sure I'm pissed off a few people now, especially most likely this minister. Oh, I hope he would listen to my podcast. But hey, killing animals is never a solution. And of course, since I stand up for sharks, if you kill a shark, well, you're on my list. That's it for today. Tune in again for another show of Let's Talk Shark. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment. And remember, it is a privilege to be among them.